In the news update for May the 17th, 2022, on this early morning Tuesday edition, part three, continuing on, we're going to do the War Room with Owen Schroyer and guest stars. Broadcasting on XM Radio, FM Radio in certain areas, and also on the internet at all podcasting venues where you subscribe for your content. Join the revolution, the voice of freedom, the Freedom Network. Look for our headlines in your popular podcasting playing catching app, like Stitcher, Spotify, for example, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Just type in top headlines, national and international news stories, just like that, and it'll come up. Okay? And so let's continue on here. Share our links. Pray for us. Wherever it takes you. Uncensored trolls. And pray for us so we can stay on air to get the news out for you. So this is a service you'd like to donate in our cause. You can donate at Cash App. At our Cash App, if you search for it, it's Cash. If you type in the search and you write this in there, our ID to make payments to us, if you like to do it that way, it's going to be simply Cash Sign Michael Da Silva. But it's capital M, small I, K-E-L, capital D, small E, capital S, small I-L-V, like victory, and then I-S. And that's the Cash ID to make payments directly to our account. On Cash App, on the Cash App server. We appreciate your patronage and your patriotism to help us out during this time for the cause of spreading the truth of freedom. Since freedom, we don't take it as a cheap word, but we take it as a way of life and a choice of life. Here we go. And we should stand for the babies too, pro-life. It's all freedom. Here we go, folks.
Hey, hi there, how you doing? You having a nice Monday? Well, I'm gonna ruin it for you, because this latest report from Greg Reese is a must watch, a must share, and will certainly be angering you when you recall just how much corruption we deal with in this country and the fact we no longer even have trusted elections.
In Dinesh D'Souza's 2000 Mules, a team with over 40 years of experience investigating election security and election fraud provide crystal clear evidence that the 2020 election was rigged. They did so by focusing their investigation on only 2,000 individuals, a small percentage of the entire operation. These 2,000 individuals were tracked via cell phone data and video surveillance cameras, which clearly shows them knowingly committing voter fraud over and over again, while photographing themselves doing it, all acting as mules, delivering ballots from Democrat-aligned NGOs to official ballot boxes in the 2020 election. 2,000 felons caught on tape. This movie provides smoking gun proof that the 2020 election was stolen and makes it absolutely apparent that the entire system is corrupt. Because where is the justice? If America had any actual law enforcement, they could simply arrest these 2,000 mules and start an official investigation, which would undoubtedly reveal what many of us already know, that the people currently destroying America from within were not elected by the American people. But we don't have law enforcement, and we don't have a news media. On a personal note, I have to say that this movie was depressing, infuriatingly depressing. Yes, it has smoking gun evidence that the election was stolen, but it was also a stark reminder of how the American people have no voice. We knew the election was stolen. That's why millions of us marched on DC in the biggest peaceful protest of our nation's history. It was obvious to us all. But after a few dozen feds fired off a couple flash bombs and murdered an innocent woman in cold blood, the fake Republican grifters ran home with their limp tails between their legs, submissively agreeing to never speak of election fraud ever again. Even as hundreds of innocent Americans rot in jail, and even as the country is destroyed from within, they have been silent. All for fear of losing their meaningless jobs, of selling the American people the biggest lie of all, that their vote counts. For those of us paying attention, it clearly doesn't. But that doesn't stop these charlatans from telling you that all you have to do is get out and vote. Democrats are in full support of destroying America, and the Republicans are all cowards. It's a show. Both sides are nothing but prostitutes to the big banks and their lobbyists, happy to see the country slip into the abyss so long as they get their paycheck. They'll sell you the truth online for $20 and hope it satiates you, because that's all you get. There is no justice. The American people are on their own. And the sooner we realize that, the better. Because we, the people, have been praying for a miracle. And that miracle is here. Time. Miraculously, we still have time to act. But that time is rapidly running out. And voting is no longer a solution. Not until we fix this broken election system. There will never be anything resembling a fair and honest election ever again in this country if we, the people, don't come together and exact justice now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Find and share that video from the Reese Report, Greg Reese, at band.video. Really is telling, though, isn't it? Silence from the Republican Party really is telling. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, May 16th, 2022. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, streaming live at band.video. And I'm always reminded, because I was trying to share a clip with the crew today from band.video. Oh, yeah, can't do that on social media sites. They block the URLs. That's how much of a threat to the corrupt establishment and New World Order this transmission is. And what I was trying to share was a highlight video from this weekend. Once again, the radical left wing was out in Austin, Texas over the weekend. And so we went out in the truck and did what we do. Did a little trolling, did a little reporting. There was also a Trump rally in town as well. So a lot of video content there. The short 5-minute highlight is up at band.video. You can watch the series of Getter live streams that I did on my Getter account. And then we've got the full HD video coming up on band.video soon as well. But we'll play some of the highlights from that. And we'll cover that a little bit. In fact, the reason why I was off air yesterday, and now that I'm back trying to do my broadcast voice here, the reason I was off air yesterday is because I just had no voice. But, or it's extremely painful to talk at this point, doing a lot of damage, probably going to sound like Alex Jones at some point. But there you go, straining myself through another 3-hour transmission. Because why wouldn't I? The left is out trying to kill babies, destroy the country, and starve babies. And look, if you're a critical thinker and you're observational and you just like to, I mean, aside from the comic kind of comedy of it, you know, connect the dots, connect the strings. They have the images up there of crazy people, you know, with strings everywhere and note cards, like, ah. But no, there's actual legitimacy to that. Why would the Biden administration make it a priority to send baby formula to Ukraine and the southern border, pallet loads of it, just full truckloads, pallet loads, I mean, huge deliveries. They don't need it at the border. Oh, except for the illegal immigrants coming here. There's plenty of baby formula in Mexico. They don't need it in Ukraine either. But we sent all of our baby formula to Mexico and Ukraine. And now American families can't find baby formula. But see, why would the Biden administration intentionally send all of our baby formula out while the FDA was shutting down baby formula plants and recalling baby formula? And now it comes out that perhaps the recall of that baby formula was ill-advised. And so I've got statements from Abbott today, not the governor of Texas, the baby formula manufacturing facilities, where they're seeing all the news and Democrats blame them for the baby formula shortage. And they're saying, hey, hold on a second now. The FDA came in and shut us down. Not only did they recall a bunch of baby formula, they were shutting down plants. So, you know, if the food manufacturing plants aren't burning to the ground, the government is shutting them down. And Abbott says, hold on, they tested our baby formula, and guess what? It didn't have anything in it. There was nothing inside the baby formula, and it turned out the two infants that they claimed were dead because of the baby formula from Abbott, that was not indeed the case, and it actually had no connection to the baby formula. And now that the FDA has been proven wrong on this issue, they've been forced to reopen the plant they shut down, and now is saying, oh, I guess we shouldn't have recalled all that baby formula. So again, what is the case here? Is it a case of incompetence? Is it a case of left hand doesn't know what the right hand doing? Or is it a case of they wanted to hurt the American people? The Biden administration sends off all the baby formula while the FDA shuts it down at the same time, and they couldn't figure out what was going to happen? They had no idea that was going to lead to a shortage? Really? And then the FDA and the White House come out and say, well, the shortage is really because of you, the consumer. It's your fault. Oh, okay. Just incredible stuff. Just supremely incredible stuff. Our media, our politicians, our government do to us. They really just hate us. And then the whole story in Buffalo that happened on Saturday. And, you know, I had people saying, hey, this is it. They're going to make a big thing of this. They got the white shooter and the black victims. There's no doubt that's what they wanted and may even strive for this week. But in my opinion, it's falling on deaf ears. Look, the left buys into whatever the establishment wants. So the left, of course, buys into the racism. I mean, they buy into the Ukraine. They buy into all of it. So if the next big thing is going to be, look, America racist, it's going to be the same group of people falling for it. The average American doesn't give a damn what skin color you are. The average American doesn't care where you came from. The average American doesn't care your hair color, skin color, eye color, tall, fat, short, skinny. Doesn't care. Okay? So they'd love to hype up this white shooter and the black victims, but it's not working. It's only going to work on the same people all their other propaganda work on. And, you know, I don't even want to get into the angle of, you know, MK Ultra or what this guy's deal was. He was obviously casing the place when they kicked him out the day before. He was obviously already extremely volatile, making death threats, shooting threats for years. Everybody knew he was psychotic. So it's the same old story, probably on a bunch of pharmaceutical drugs. So it's just the same old story. Then he releases the manifesto. Oh, how convenient. But see, I'm not buying into the, oh, it's the manifesto proving it's a false flag and he was controlled. I mean, in his manifesto, he claims that he's a leftist. He claims he's an eco-fascist and he hates conservatives. So how does that work for their narrative? Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't work for their narrative because they go ahead and they roll it out anyway. And they just say in the Rolling Stone that the Buffalo shooter is a mainstream Republican. And the Republican Party doesn't even respond to that lunacy, which might be a good thing, but they don't respond to any of the lunacy because they never defend themselves because they'd rather not. And I forget how Rush Limbaugh said it, but it was, if you're going to curtail what you say because of the media's response, you might as well just give up. You might as well just quit. You might as well throw in the towel because it's over at that point. So the guy self-describes himself as a leftist, authoritarian, eco-fascist. And then the Rolling Stone says he's a mainstream Republican. Really? But again, most people don't care. Most people know the truth about crime statistics in this country. Most people are actually living Martin Luther King's dream of not caring what color the skin is. It's only the left and the media that wants to use this to divide the country. So they might drum up some more riots and stuff this summer if they can get the race issue hot again. But it's really just another failed enterprise of theirs. Kind of like all the other latest, greatest, next big thing that they try to use to politicize and polarize, and it's just not working. Most people don't support the war in Ukraine. Most people don't support abortion. Most people don't buy into the theory that this country is racist. They just don't buy it anymore, and they're sick of being lured into these beliefs and ideologies by the fake news media. So we got that. We got more groomers in the schools being exposed. We've got some vaccine news, a bunch of other political news. Sean Stone, though, joining me in studio in the next segment. And then we've got Dr. Mary Crowley joining me in the second hour as well.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
We don't know what's going to happen in the next 45 minutes with Sean Stone in studio. And I wanted to talk to him about this just to kind of get his perspective. You know, he's got a lot of friends and family that are smart, too. And I was talking about, well, I assume, I guess. I don't know for sure. just an assumption.
What does smart mean anymore, man? I'll tell you.
Well, common sense is all it takes to be considered smart these days. But I was talking about how something I noticed, and I was just curious if you noticed the same thing, was... So Saturday, there was the shooting in Buffalo, and I was actually out and about on the streets, so I couldn't sit there and watch the media reporting in real time, and there was a bunch of abortion activism going on, so I think there was kind of a fog amidst their coverage where they couldn't commit the full coverage to that event that they might have wanted to. But other people that were watching saying, hey, they're making a big deal of this, they're trying to bring the racism issue back, they're saying it's a white supremacist, all this stuff. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, surely I'll get the full frontal of this Saturday night, Sunday night, and then Monday morning. And it was kind of not really the case. I mean, there were some stories out there, but I was explaining how I'm noticing that there used to be a pattern where, let's just say in the last 5 years, not even going back further than that, but the last 5 years, people would see a story, they'd look into it, kind of do their own research, investigating, knowing they can't trust the news, then reach a conclusion of, oh, I've been fooled. To me, that middle ground has been, it's just foregone now. People see a story, now they just say, I'm being fooled, this is bullcrap. They don't even look into it anymore, and it seems this shooting is the latest example, and people just aren't buying into it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could say that across the board. So what's curious about the shooting to me is that Jen Psaki's replacement, I don't remember the lady's name.
Well, it doesn't matter. She's gay. She's black. She's an immigrant.
Right. Exactly. So she hits all the marks. She comes out basically and she says Fox News is racist, right? And that's nice. Like the first thing that they come out like swinging with, and then right after that happens, you get this shooting, and this was on Saturday. Was the shooting?
Yeah,
Buffalo.
Yep.
Right. So you get this thing on Saturday. And by the way, if you look at, I was talking about this on InfoWars previously with Alex, how the moon has obviously a huge role when it comes to, you see, like, you know, crazy behavior from people, like people acting.
Full moon. It was a full moon and the eclipse.
The full moon and the eclipse, right, on Sunday. But I think the full moon was basically what, between, it was a weekend full moon. It was very powerful. And so you have this moon energy, which, again, the guy, whether he was MK-ultra'd, mind-controlled, really believed what he did, just think about the timing of all this, where they set it up with Fox News is racist, the GOP is racist, and then literally by the weekend, you've got this mass shooting all coinciding with like a blood sacrifice kind of feel to the full moon.
And it was a blood red during the eclipse moon, too. That was wild.
Exactly. And it all harks back to me is like when 2020, when the Floyd thing happened right after Biden goes out and says, if you're not, you know, if you don't vote for me, you're not black, right? And then, like, basically within the week, you had the George Floyd thing. So, again, not saying it's staged, but just to say, like, always look at the coordination of how, like, the media is basically, like, there's something that gets out there into the mainstream consciousness, follows it up with, like, it's like a left-right, you know, here's the jab, boom, hits you with that. Now you must conform to the paradigm.
Yeah, now you're woozy. You just got hit with the 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
And also, see, here's what I try to take away from this, or here's what I try to get people to take away from this. This is obviously a serious example. The guy was a nut job. He wanted mass casualties. He had his little manifesto. Clearly a psychotic, probably on extreme pharmaceutical drugs for years even. That won't be the story. But really, what the media can do is any given weekend, really any given day, they can pick a mass shooting. I mean, you could hand pick any mass shooting you want. I mean, there's mass shootings all the time, sadly, in this country. Black, white, Latino, it happens all the time. They can pick whichever one they want, whichever one caters to whatever message they want to purvey, and then boom, they've got it. So this was the perfect example for them. Hey, we've got a white guy here, psychotic, writes this manifesto, goes into a black area that he was obviously stalking to kill people. Let's run with this one, and racism is the hook. I mean, they could pick any number of mass shootings that happen in this country. We know why they picked this one.
Yeah, of course. And again, like I said, like, because of everything that was set up in the previous week with the White House press secretary, you know, saying what she did about, you know, the basically Fox, which is, as we know, basically, you know, Republican being a racist platform. You know, it all serves into the psychology. And then you've got this Rolling Stone article, which literally is run the day after the shooting, right? With, like, literally, like, less than 24 hours later, you've already got this article coming out basically saying he's the prototypical Republican.
He's a mainstream Republican.
You know, this reminds me of, this is like Oswald, man, when my dad did JFK, pointing out, like, how the press already had their story on Oswald, right? When the guy literally gets detained, you know, he's arrested. There's no trial yet, but they already have the newspapers all over the country saying, here's the killer of Kennedy.
Yeah, like it was printed the day before. But
yeah, exactly. Like, we've already ready to go. You know, we have his whole biography. You know, he's a defector to the Soviets. He must be a communist sympathizer, lone nut. Like, they've got the whole script ready for
you.
Back
when the establishment would rally around the anti-communist movement.
Right? So, I mean,
the good old days, you might say.
Exactly.
Now you want to be a commie if you're establishment.
Yeah, pretty much. So the point being that, like, this article here just reminds me of that, where it's like they've already got their narrative. It's clear. It's already written.
Yeah, this is 24 hours after right here.
Yeah. I mean, basically, not even. I mean, it's like it's printed at what, like 1:40 in the afternoon on the Sunday when the shooting took place. What, on Saturday?
Yeah, it was probably about 1 or noon Saturday. So it's about a 24-hour turnaround.
There you go. Exactly.
And what a leap! He is a mainstream Republican. He's self-described in his manifesto as a leftist, authoritarian, eco-fascist. Does that sound like a mainstream Republican to you?
That's hilarious. Where's the rest of the body of this article? We gotta love
this. My
guess is they don't even talk about the guy. They pretty much just talk about Republicans, and then they just, you know, they basically just fill in the blank wherever they need to with, like, so and so is white, so he must be, you know, he must fit into this category.
There's no such thing as a lone wolf. That's how they open it. There's no such thing. No such thing as a lone wolf.
Oh, right.
That's the whole purpose, as you're right. It's all about, no, this is the Republicans. Meanwhile.
Well, they're right about that. There is no such thing as a lone wolf. I mean, the press used to be all about the lone shooter, the lone wolf concept, right?
Yeah.
They've definitely flipped, which is great, actually. Maybe that is part of the awakening of realizing, yeah, there are conspiracies. But guess what? It's not just what the media tells you. The conspiracy is not Russia, 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 or the GOP, the GOP. And I think that's where people are starting to, like you said, catch on to the fact that it doesn't add up anymore, because the media is now acknowledging the conspiracies. But people are going, wait a minute. If you're saying the conspiracy is about the GOP, well, that means me. And so that's when I think that's a huge wake-up call for people that were, like, let's say, not understanding the concept of some of these conspiracies. Like, even with the Trump years, they started realizing, wait a minute, the media has turned around and turned me into its target. And, like, now I'm, you know, just Joe everyday citizen. You're now responsible. You're now the guilty party. And this is where the wake-up call, I think, started for a lot of people who weren't, let's say, awakening to the, you name it, to the conspiracies around Russia Gate or the human trafficking or the COVID, you know, all these different conspiracies that people can catch on to. But, like, when people start to be targeted by the media, and the media basically says, you, hey, everyday citizen, you're responsible, you're guilty, you're wrong for being
and you're like, whatever, what? White, I have nothing to do with any of this.
Working class or whatever, like, you're a bad guy. Man, that's a huge indicator for people to say, okay, enough's enough.
But even the Republicans will balk at this because they don't mind it. They don't mind it at all. They play ball with the Democrats all day long. And so the Rolling Stone says, right-wing extremists control the modern GOP gripped by racist delusion. I think the racist delusionals all fall within the Democrat Party.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
The first 10 amendments.
Stream at band.video.
We got Sean Stone in the studio with us, and this news was put on my desk. My crew brought it to me, and it highlights exactly what we were talking about, just a series of these headlines. Oh, there was a mass shooting in Buffalo. Well, guess what? There's a lot of mass shootings. Why did the media pick that one? Here's NPR. This story was from over the weekend as well. It's 19 weeks into the year, and America has already seen 198 mass shootings. So what is that, like 10 a week? I think by my horrible math numbers, I got 10 a week on that deal. Churchgoers tackled hogtied gunmen after deadly Laguna Woods church shooting. A church shooting over the weekend. LA Times. You hear about that one in the media, mass shooting? No, don't think so. Mass shooting leaves 17 injured at Milwaukee near NBA playoff game.
Wow.
I guess, your team loses the playoff game, so you just start, firing off rounds. But nothing, I didn't hear about any of those, did you, Sean?
Not a peep.
Isn't that interesting? But the Buffalo shooter, I'm sure you heard about.
Well, there you go. And I don't even pay attention to the news.
Yes.
I don't even watch the news. But
you don't
I heard
even
about
want
the Buffalo
to see
shooter.
The news, and you right. couldn't help but hear that
That's,
one.
See?
I mean, what does that tell you? It tells you there's an agenda, and it tells you that there's propaganda involved. And I think people are figuring that out.
Again, I mean, what does it take to get people to wake up to what a horrendous New World Order looks like? Like, how horrible is this New World Order? Well, Biden-Harris regime pretty much sums it up for people, I think. And it becomes farcical at a certain point. And we just, we talked about, like, once the agenda targets you, your children, we've seen this obviously with the outrage that, that's coming around people wanting to push abortion all the way to, a week after pregnancy.
After delivery.
I mean, it's like, it gets insane, right?
I've got a clip of a woman who says she should be allowed to abort her 2-year-old.
that abort doesn't even work at that. Like, you can't even use that word. What if people
thinking? No, because she says it's the woman's right.
Yeah,
it's the woman's right.
I've heard this, right? I mean, yeah, your mother can kill you at any age then, right?
I mean, let's just play with this logic. All right, so a woman can do whatever she wants, I guess. A woman can rape, she can murder, she can pillage, she can loot, she can burn, she can torture. Maybe she could have a slave. I mean, it's a woman's right after all. It's her body.
It's a serious exaggeration of the idea of, the feminine empowerment, which is a beautiful concept of women asserting their, their sovereignty over their body and their minds. And this has obviously been, thousands of years in the making, right? But then it goes to the extreme where then women are saying, well, then I have the right to kill my child because, you've denied me that privilege for thousands of years. I mean,
you worded it perfectly because that's how they see it, is they see it as like, that's their right. That's their privilege. They literally say, then they just repeat the same thing. And this reporter from LifeSite News just says, so you believe you can kill your own baby? She just says, yeah, that's my choice. I'm a woman. That's a woman's choice.
Yeah, there's something horrendously ill in the psyche of these people. And again, I think that they are our best weapon because they help to demonstrate where this politics takes you, right? Where this psychology takes you, how extreme it becomes. Whether it's the abortion argument, whether it's the idea of your children have to be vaccinated or can be vaccinated even without your consent, right? I've said the new bill, I guess they're pushing is for 12 years, if you're 12 years old, you can vaccinate someone else's child.
That's right.
Without the parent's consent. Yep. All these things, I mean, it becomes more and more clear the more that you target the public and you create these absurdities and, basically these situations that are insane to any rational being, that's the wake-up call, right? Then they see the adverse effects from the vaccine. They see the adverse effects to their own children. I mean, on Alex's InfoWars show, we just talked about how one of the top doctors in Australia, who was a big pusher of the vaccine, her only daughter died. I think in her 20s, but died overnight, It's like, that's the only way people are ever going to wake up. And a lot of them don't, let's be honest. I mean, from my own experience, I've seen people, with strokes and Bell's palsy, but hey, it can't be the vaccine. Sure, there's that psychology we'll never admit, that we'll never acknowledge there's something wrong. But I think for anyone that still has some semblance of sanity left, they're getting a huge wake-up call in this time period.
Yeah, the saying goes, it's easier to fool a man than to convince him he's been fooled.
That's right.
And I think we see that every day. I mean, Senator Chris Van Hollen becomes third prominent Democrat to suffer a stroke this year.
Mm.
Stroke-ridden Fetterman poised to win Pennsylvania Senate Democrat nomination. Stroke-ridden. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, we got all the numbers, the professional athletes, the heart problems in young Americans, and it's just, it can't be the vaccine because we told you how great it was and how loving it was and how safe and effective it was. And so a part of it is not just that they don't want to admit that they've been fooled. I think another big part of it is admitting that they were fooled is also an acceptance of major guilt.
It is. It's owning responsibility, and most people are still not ready to take responsibility. And this is a fundamental issue to me within the parties, right? Like within, we were talking before the show, but Democrat and Republican parties, it's like the Democrat Party for a long time has been pushing this psychology of just dependency on the state. And there's a beautiful concept of community, which is, having charity, having consideration for the downtrodden and the poor. I mean, there's nothing wrong with charity and for wanting betterment of others. But when it becomes this idea that the state becomes the nanny, right? And you end up with, I've seen Australia or Canada, places like this, where you go and, well, the state has the right to tell me what to do with my body because it's the government and that's their job. It's like, no, that's not the government's job, okay? The government should have very little to do with it, anything regarding, your personal sovereignty, your body. I mean, but again, they've been pushing the psychology for so long that we are dependent, from everything with our tax, from tax monies to, all these different agencies and departments and the policing and you name it. They've created a system that is so regulatory and regulated that people don't realize that, as I say, it's like you've, when you create crutches for people, it only leads to more crutches. There's no way of becoming strong when you're literally constantly being given crutches, and that's what the system has done. It's basically made everyone so dependent that they feel like we can't live without the state telling us what to do and regulating it for us. And that's the Democrat Party now. The Republican Party is not that far off because obviously they collude a lot, but I think the principles of people that go towards the Republican Party tend to be a bit more conservative, a little bit more laissez-faire, hands-off, hey, stay out of my business, right? That's at least
some
of the principles.
That's definitely the case now.
Yeah.
And I think COVID has been a major expose of that, where it was mostly the Democrats pushing for all the lockdowns. But Republicans were, they were right there too. They may not have been vocal about it, but they went along for the ride. They let people go to jail. They let businesses get shut down. And what I've seen evaporate, which maybe would have been more of a 60s, 70s liberal Democrat, 60s, 70s, but really not even. It just used to be an American thing. What happened to the concept of self-government? It's like all of a sudden the concept of self-government is considered dangerous or evil because somebody told you to be afraid of a virus. I mean, I don't understand this, where the value and just the I mean, we should be celebrating the idea of self-government, not trying to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that's what they pushed. Remember, in the Obama years, and it's probably still to this day, the major threat, terrorist threat in America, they said, was from sovereign, right? People that were trying to become sovereign, right?
And veterans.
State nationals, veterans. I mean, again, the idea of militias. I mean, the militia is terrifying to so many people. And you're sitting there going, well, it's in our Constitution. You know, I mean, the concept of a militia should not be terrifying to you. But
it's terrifying to the establishment.
Yeah, they've created this whole archetype of, like, you know, the hick, you know, neo-Nazi, you know, you name it. Like, the bomber in the Oklahoma City, which, again, was a conspiracy. But they set him up to be the only fall guy for that. And, you know, he was the typical, prototypical militia guy, right? Back in the, that's what they were pushing in the 90s, the fear of the militia. So, you know, again, it's this whole notion of self-government is terrifying because it's individualistic. It's not, they call it narcissistic, right? It's like, oh, you're an egomaniac. You can't live in society because you want to be, you know, you want to be left alone. So you're now a danger to all of us. I mean, it really is all, it's, everything is inverted in this psychology.
No, that's what it is. It's like reality has become completely inverted. And I've got this other video too, and I don't see it on my video list, but I'll find it. I sent a bunch of videos to the crew today, but it's this woman who, she just lays out in a matter of like 2 minutes, just all the hypocrisy that we're supposed to believe, like all the double standards, all the stuff that we're supposed to believe and have it make sense. But really it's all opposite, upside down, reverse. And you just sit there and you're just like, how can this go on? This can't, I mean, this is not the way things are meant to be. Something's gone horribly wrong. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Oh, it's always liberals, though. So Sean Stone making me laugh here. Sean, just tough to tell the joke.
No, we're trying to understand something. So I've got all these memes and things. We've seen that there are vegans that are pro-abortion. And we're trying to understand, if you know what a vegan is, right? They can't even eat an egg because it's basically an aborted chicken fetus, right? Like
an egg.
Yeah. So if you can't even eat an egg, but you can be pro-abortion, we're trying to wrap our heads around this logic.
You can't. I'm telling you, you try to understand modern day liberal logic, your brain will break.
Yeah.
That's what it's meant to do to you.
Yeah. Well, they love the animals more than humans. That's clear.
An egg, though. Like, they won't even eat a raw egg. There they are, though. Don't they look lovely? There's a powerful one right there. I mean, you kind of feel bad, but you know. But hey, they were out in full force in Austin, and it's you know, here's what I noticed, though. I look at these crowds and I've seen them. It's mostly young people, and I mean, I would say half of young people, if not more, change their politics by the time they get through their 20s. I mean, myself included. So that's kind of why they have such a problem, I think, with the abortion thing, is it's mostly young people that support it, and then they kind of grow out of it, or they learn about it, and they don't really show up to these things anymore.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, again, I think the abortion thing, it's hard because it goes back to the states, even if this were to be passed. And again, I think this is a huge distraction from the Pfizer documents that came out, sure, for example, at the same time, right? And the fact that who leaked this memo?
Or $50 billion, right, for Ukraine. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is such a diversion of our attention. And by the way, these people, that where were they when the vaccine mandates were rolling out? You know, these were the ones
they were
saying,
cheering them on.
Yeah, they were saying, no, wait, your body, my choice, when it came to vaccines. So, you know, they just follow whatever they're told. There's a lack of intellectual curiosity. But yeah, we don't have to get into the abortion politics, because again, this is, to me, it's a huge distraction from what is being disclosed.
But here's, right, what I think is important about it. It's not the politics. It's the fact that these people are hypocritical. It's just another example of their total hypocrisy. And so we have to call out hypocrites, and we have to realize that this entire movement is hypocritical.
Yes.
And this is just an embodiment of it. I mean, I actually went out and I said, my body, my choice with vaccines. And you know what the response from most of the pro-abortion people is? Well, just
like I said with the vegans. Why are the vegans pro-abortion? So it's not, to me, it's not, they don't have logic necessarily. It's not like they're operating from a place of logic. They're operating from a space of feeling, right? And most of the time they're operating from platitudes that they've adopted, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm gonna stand with this and because it feels right. And
virtue signaling.
It's virtue, exactly. It's the virtue signaling. It's why, you know, these people have the Ukraine flag on their freaking Twitters, and you're sitting there going like, what do you even know about that?
Show me Ukraine on a map. I bet most of them couldn't even find it.
Right. It's obviously, it's clearly ridiculous. And so, again, we are in this Alice in Wonderland world. It's been that way for the last, it's always been that way when you understand the game, right? When you understand the Masonic game, the power structure. You know, we talked about, you know, between the shows, the power structure being an elitist cabal, essentially, that operates across both parties, right? Democrat, Republican. but has gone full demon with the Democrats in the last few years since Trump came in.
Goes full demon.
Yeah, because Trump wasn't an insider into the political game. You know, you could say that he was somewhat of an economic insider, but he was not a political insider. And so when he came into the Republican Party, he shook everything up. And he didn't come into it as a, you know, as a Bush Republican. Obviously, he challenged.
Yeah, the Bushes hate him.
Of course. So the point being that Trump shook everything up when it came to the political power structure, and it was clear why, you know, people like McConnell and others were never really with him, and obviously, you know, we're very happy to go along with the system once the fraud came, and you know, and all that happened in 2020. So here we are in 2022, and the game is just being revealed for what it is, and it's so divorced from real Americans and their way of living and thinking, that I think, again, we are at this beautiful moment where the power structure is revealing itself as this complete clown show where they're like, yeah, $40 billion for Ukraine, sure, no problem. You guys are paying, $6 a gallon? That's not our problem. We fly private jets, but you guys are the problem out there, you
and
know,
you
with,
should
your,
be thanking
with your
us
cars.
For $6 a gallon gas for Ukraine.
It's like
we're fighting Russia. Meanwhile, Russia's doing better than ever.
Yeah, so it's the hypocrisy is revealing itself every step of the way. And it's just, it's really going to be curious to see if anything remains of these political parties, you know, in the coming, whether it's this next election or in 2024. I just think there has to be a whole faction of people that are just going to jump ship from it, just saying we can't deal with the rhinos and we can't deal with these insane Democrats anymore.
Guys, put that graphic back on the screen, because I didn't really have this in my stack today, but I will tell you, I think it was either Friday night or Saturday morning. I filled up my tank. And I did a bit of driving this weekend, and then I had to fill my tank again last night, and it had shot up, I think, 50 cents just in like 24 hours here in Texas. It shot up 50 cents a gallon.
That's a lot.
And the thing is, you don't notice it because until it's, you know, until you get your final bill and you're like, oh, I just paid $90. I was paying $40 a year ago. Like, what the heck just happened? But going back to what you said, you know, this is one of the frustrating factors. The most frustrating, really, of the mainstream media. I understand people that don't like Trump or disagree with his politics or whatever, but see, if they would have at least understood what Trump really was and what he really represented, the country would not have been torn apart like it was. And so that's why the mainstream media and the Democrat Party had to inject itself and say, Trump's a racist, Trump's the bad guy, Trump, he's a Nazi, he's the next Hitler. Because he was actually the anti-establishment conservative that just wanted to get in there and do things right by America. Now, you can disagree with that policy if you want, but that's what he was. So they had to drive this wedge in between the anti-establishment left and reality by saying, yes, Trump is a Nazi, you need to fight Trump, instead of saying, hey, I may not like Trump and I may not like his policies, but he's definitely anti-establishment and we could probably do much worse.
Yes. But again, they couldn't...
Look at them weeping in the
streets. Who was going to say that, though? I mean, who was going to say that? The media was not going to say that. I mean, who was ever going to say that there was anything worse? Because if you're a globalist, if your intention is to basically absorb America into global governance structures and to basically make us all, you know, how do you say, live according to the rules of multinational conglomerates and basically
eat
at their
the
behest,
bugs, live in the pod, right? Own nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if we're all basically indentured servants to this global order, I mean, of course you don't want someone who's a nationalist, who's an economic nationalist, is what Trump was, and someone that's pro-American. I mean, fundamentally, these people are not pro-American. That's the point. They are all... They're fundamentally traitors. I mean, a lot of them, their lineage, like the Bushes, they go back to, you know, they go back to the Queen of England, you know, the Boston Brahmins of the Northeast, you know, the ones that basically worked with the British through the Civil War, for example, and wanted to splinter America.
The Bushes literally funded Nazis.
You know, and they did, exactly. I mean, so there's a huge divide within our country between those that are genuine patriots that love the Constitution, the principle of what America should be, the promise of it, and understand that it's a flawed nation, just like every nation, but we have a better potential of getting to a better place because we have this document that enshrines certain principles, right, of human freedom and dignity, and it's given by God. So that's what pisses these people off, because they don't like that it's given by God. They want the government to tell you what to do, but they want the big corporations to tell you what to do, right? They want everyone to be holding
that. That's such an important point you just made, because I tried to make that point when I'm out and I'm talking to these leftists, and I say, hey, look, you can hate God, you can hate religion. You have to understand something. The reason that's written into the Constitution is because you're born free. Just by you being born, you inherit these rights. It's not given by the government. It's not ordained by the government. You get that. So you should be in support of that. And they hate it. They don't understand that. It's like, here's literally the golden goose. Here you go. And they're like, no, I don't want the golden goose.
That's right. That's exactly it. And now we're at this phase where, again, you know, where do you look, you know, to vote in 2020, you know, this coming midterm, 2022 midterm? I'm like, who do you vote for? I mean, if they're not a patriot, if they're not anti-establishment Republican or anti-establishment Democrat, I have no interest in them.
You watch South Park?
No, but it's...
You don't watch South Park?
I used to when I was a kid.
They did, I guess I'm still a kid. They did they did an episode. It was mocking American elections, and the two options were a turd sandwich. It was a douche and a turd sandwich, I think. Is that what it was, guys? I think it was a douche and a turd sandwich. Take your pick. A giant douche. I knew there was another one. It was giant douche and a turd sandwich. Take your pick.
That's it. And it's been that way. But now
Trump was actually
so
kind
clear.
Of just like maybe like a moldy old sandwich. Like he wasn't really a turd sandwich. He was like a nice ham and cheese sandwich with a little mold around the crust.
He was a different monster because again he didn't come from the sewer. Right, he didn't come from the sewer of the swamp of D.C. He came from again more of a business mind, you know, a guy that was a builder, right? That someone that actually interacted with.
And I'm sure even he was shocked at how corrupt things were. He's like, wow, people really do hate this country, huh? He's like, hey, I'm gonna help America. I'm gonna make us rich. We're gonna have a strong country. And then he had all these politicians like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Yeah. Exactly. It's infested. That swamp is so infested. I mean, the only thing to do is like literally like Juan Osavin has said, like, you know, you got the fences around it. Now just start to drain it. Like literally suck it out.
Sean Stone, we appreciate you always coming in studio, hanging out with us. You might be in Austin more often now. You know, if you know, the significant other likes it here, that means you might have to stay a couple more days, huh?
That's right. That's right.
All right, folks. Thank you, Sean Stone. We'll be right back. All right. So I want to play that video. I had been teasing about this individual, this woman who put this video on TikTok, just kind of highlighting in 2 minutes all the hypocrisies and reverse realities. And you'll listen to this, and there might be some things you may say, oh, you don't completely agree with it, or there could have been a better example or a better juxtaposition. But the point is, in 2 minutes, she just sits there and just kind of lays out the things that we're supposed to accept as real, or we're supposed to accept as normal, that are just totally out of this world ridiculous. And so maybe it could have been done better, but she did it. I think she did a good job. It went kind of viral, so we'll share it with you right now.
We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can't justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you'd better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the US must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free healthcare is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there's no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong, but killing unborn babies is A-okay. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast. Speak up.
Now, folks, I want to explain something to you. This is something that has bothered me my entire life, before I was even in politics. And I was a bit of a rebel rouser as a kid and a bit of a, at sometimes, a no good Nick, maybe getting in trouble. But that's just because I was so anti-establishment and I was such a contrarian, because I realized that the establishment and what I'm told is normal makes no sense at all. And so something has gone horribly wrong here. And I have spent the last 10 years of my life trying to find out the answer to that riddle of why. Why does nothing make sense? How could it be this way? And though it's a very complex understanding of that riddle that I have now, it can be boiled down into two simple factors. And that's one, the American left, and two, the globalists. The American left are the ones that live in this delusional world, promote the land of delusion, and want to force you into their land of delusion using all sorts of tactics to draw you in. The globalists like the nonsensical paradigm of the world because then they can take advantage of you in it and use different controversies or catastrophes to further control the planet and gain power. So, you want to know why the world doesn't make sense? It's the modern day American left, and it's the globalists that want to conquer the world.
There you go.
Let's go ahead.
You know, I had been familiar with Dr. Mary Crowley for a while, but a few weeks ago when one of her representatives reached out to me from Mary Crowley Ministries and said, hey, we've got this event coming up, we've got these great speakers, would you be interested in helping us promote it and getting Dr. Crowley on? I said, absolutely. When you see the Liberty Rising event coming up in June, June 4th, at Major Owen Center in Brooklyn, New York, and you saw the great speakers, or I saw the great speakers like Trisha Lindsay and Kara Castronova and so many more, I said, absolutely, we'll help you promote this event and get Dr. Crowley on. And so Mary is on with us now, and Mary, you've done so much to expose Hollywood. You're just as politically active now as you've always been. You've got this event coming up. Where would you like to start today? Would you like to start with the current standing of Hollywood and woke Disney, but now kind of there's a left-right pushback? Do you want to start about what you guys are going to be talking about at Liberty Rising in New York City? Dr. Mary Crowley, where would you like to start?
Well, thanks for having me on the program today, Owen. And, you know, interestingly enough, when I was in Washington, D.C. on 12-12 for the Jericho March and Stop the Steal, we were at the Willard Hotel and we kind of moseyed over to the Marriott. And there was some guy standing on the, I don't know, it was you standing in front of the Marriott, literally like preaching, you know, to people. I think that was on 12-12. I think it was right around then, but it was interesting. They go, that's Owen. And I go like, oh, that's, so it was really cool because our paths connected. We never talked there. But I really honor you and also what Alice Jones, what you guys have been doing and keeping the message out there to people, you know. And so where I think I want to start right now is, first of all, you know, the Hollywood culture, you know, it was like years ago, I woke up one day, Owen, and I heard the voice of God say to me, I want you to build a studio that will rival Disney and call it Destiny. And it was like, I'm thinking, I don't really want to build a studio, but I realize what it is with Disney. Woke is going broke and it's a joke. So everybody on a Hollywood set has to be jabbed. And so it's like, we can't put new wine into these old wineskins. We have to do something outside of that paradigm. And so we are going to start making our own movies and we're going to start doing our own stuff. We don't need to be in their system. So that's where I want to start, because I'm actually working on a movie. I have been for quite a while, called The Prodigal. It's about what you were talking about earlier. It's about how God used an anti-establishment hippie to connect them to a conservative pastor that exploded into a movement called the Jesus Movement. And we're at that time in history right now, Owen, where, you know, in the 60s, you looked at the free speech movement out of Berkeley, the civil rights movement with Martin Luther King, you know, had the Women's Lib movement, you had the Black Panther. But at the end of the 60s, when they said God was dead, basically you have the Jesus movement. And we're at that time in history that there's a great awakening here. And I want to be part of that. And I believe that the greatest show on earth is here. And God's going to show up and show off. And it's going to be fun. So.
Well, you talk about building a studio to rival Disney. Perhaps in the past, this is something that would seem impossible. But, I mean, now is definitely the time. I mean, especially how radical the left has become with its sexualization of children and now Disney getting directly connected to that as well. Parents are now realizing, maybe I can't just put on Disney or go to a Disney movie and think it's going to be all good. They're starting to question that. So, I mean, this idea of competing with Disney in that spectrum of children's movies and entertainment may not have been possible in the past, but I feel that the time to strike is right now because the gates are open, people realizing what Disney's been up to all these years.
Well, and the thing about this movie, you know, the average movie in Hollywood takes anywhere from 12 to 14 years to make. That's the thing people don't realize, from the inception of an idea to the script to, you know, a number of other things, getting it financed, filmed. You know, it can take a long time. I've had four
it's
writers.
It's a scary thing.
You know, I've had to stay the course. And I think a lot of people watching, I think this is valuable information because the enemy is still trying to gaslight us. And, you know, we just have to continue to stay that we are going to win. We are winning. Because the way I look at this is like God is on our side and God is laughing because, you know, I'm also in the ministry. That's one of the things I do. So, you know, the movie I'm working on was Lonnie Frisbee in 1957. He wanted to be on the Disney show, you know, but he had a club foot, he couldn't dance. But ultimately, you know, he had been actually violated, molested by a 17-year-old babysitter, a male babysitter, who he tried to tell his mother and stepfather. They didn't believe him. And so when God called him in 1967, literally, you know, 10 years or so later, you know, 8 years later, he was on a mountain. He dropped LSD. It was the whole Timothy Leary tune in and drop out. And he said, God, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. And he had a vision of the Pacific Ocean being filled with people in darkness. And so literally God shows this hippie, bisexual hippie, to bring forth a movement when he connected them with Pastor Chuck Smith, who had been pastoring for 17 years, a little tiny church in Costa Mesa called Calvary Chapel, was actually thinking of quitting. So one day he was hitchhiking because he would evangelize that way. And Chuck Smith had told his kids, you know, I'd like to talk to a hippie. You know, this is a counterculture. I don't really understand where they're going. But his wife said, Chuck, we got to pray. God's going to reach these kids. And that's God set the stage for that. So we're in a place right now, Owen, that God is setting the stage for a movement. And it's always the darkest before the dawn, but this is God's move. And it's checkmate. You know, we're going to see the queen fall. And, you know, we're going to see a Red Sea moment where everything's going to flip. That's what it looked like the end of the 60s. I mean, I was little then, but I mean, we're at a time that we have to have hope. And you know, there's so many people that are so discouraged. I was just up in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina with a Reawaken, you know, event. I was one of the speakers, but I also had a podcast where I've interviewed a lot of the doctors, you know, Dr. Simone Gold and Dr. Richard Bartlett and Dr. Stella Emanuel, a number of these, you know, frontline doctors. But also a lot of people that are sharing a narrative that, you know, the best is yet to come. So as a Hollywood person, that we have to bring forth a narrative that will show them the content. We're not going to be literally, you know, Disney, I thought he was a good guy. But now looking at really what happened and the MK Ultra and what they've done to a lot of these girls like Britney Spears and, you know, Miley Cyrus and, you know, Lara and April are pretty doomed to be, you know, pretty much do what they say and bring forth the culture to, you know, to really to show what they want you to be, sexualized. And now they're trying to put this transgender narrative. And no, that's not the way God made them, male and female. And so anyway, I could go on for hours about this. But,
well, it's funny, though, because even saying something like, oh, male and female, they don't even believe that anymore. Basic biology, basic science, they won't even go along with anymore because they've been told it's, I guess, a conservative value. It's a very odd way they get brainwashed. But I'm curious because you talk about perhaps maybe we're in the worst of times right now, about to really see a great awakening or Jesus' kingdom come back. When you see the footage, because I deal with these people in the real world, but I don't know if you see them or not, but if you see the footage of these abortion protesters and you see them and they're so angry and they're so mad and they're so filled with hate, and you can tell they want to be ugly. They try to be ugly, and they're gnashing their teeth and they're wailing and screaming. I mean, what do you think about when you see that behavior that we're witnessing now regularly?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, these are human beings. They're people. God loves them too. Like my friend, Angel, I always like to share stories. That's what Jesus did. 1983, 19-year-old, you know, homosexual, walking down after the gay pride flag.